Hi guys, I'm Alan.
And I'm Callum.
And you're listening to this week's episode of What's Now with Alan and Callum, brought to you in partnership with Darrow.org.uk, Scotland's only Creative Commons website. This week, we saw Doctor Strange at the weekend.
Yeah.
What do you make it?
I thought it was great, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. We obviously go into this in the sort of main body of the episode. We cover everything about it, sort of full spoilers, yeah. But at the moment, while we're just in the intro, yeah, it's really good. You should definitely go and see it.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth checking out. Certainly for, you know what I mean, the film itself alone and the sort of addition it's making to the MCU.
And I mean, what are you going to see instead? Deepwater Horizon? I don't think so.
Where other women sit at home.
Yeah, I don't think so. Go and see this.
Yeah, exactly. It's really good. You'll enjoy it, probably. Yeah. And if you've seen the rest of these, of course you're going to see it. You know what I mean? We don't have to tell you. You know what I mean? And it's like, what, the easily like the second best superhero film of the year.
Yes.
Like, it's way better than Batman Superman. It's way better than Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
It's
better than
the X-Men one.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
God, I forgot we went to see that. That was tragic.
It's better than Deadpool.
Yeah, it's probably
better than Deadpool.
Yeah.
Not as good as Civil War, though.
No.
So there you go.
God, that was this year as well, wasn't it?
I know, so much.
What a time to be alive. Yeah.
It's been a while, though, since one.
Yeah.
Because that was August, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
They front-loaded this year with them, I think.
Yeah.
Could do spreading them out a bit. If they could just get on the phone to each other, being like, when are you releasing yours?
Let's coordinate.
We'll, like, make sure this doesn't happen. Yeah, because that's, like, six this year.
Yeah.
Has there been any more? Like, other ones? No, like, Marvel DC ones? Nah. No any, like, Dark Horse?
Nah.
But yeah, definitely a strong candidate for second best.
Yeah.
And that's only by virtue coming in the same year as Civil War, so
yeah,
no way you're going to take top spot. But yeah, definitely going to see it. Worth checking out. Everybody's really good in it. Benedict Cumberbatch is like super normal. Looks great as Doctor Strange. If that was a concern for you, he's good.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
The accent's fine. All good. So, yes. Enjoy. Theme song. That's not it.
Starting with the big questions.
Sorry, do you want to start with a smaller question and lead up to the big question?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Feels like too much pressure.
Okay, what are your thoughts on the Doctor Strange film you saw at the weekend?
Alright, okay, well, that narrows it down a bit at least. What are your thoughts in general?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it, yeah.
Good.
Did you like it?
Kind of.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll get into it.
Yeah, okay.
As to why.
That's good,
that
though.
Is my
That's
opinion. Good, though. But I would still definitely say, yes, it's good and recommend it to people.
Yeah.
That's
my
issue with it.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, like, I'm, like, 100%, but...
It is good.
It is definitely good, yeah. I think they're at the stage now with these films that, like, they're all good.
Yeah, they are all good.
It's like, even take for example like Iron Man 3, right?
Oh,
it's like,
I saw that again recently. I was like, that's foul.
It's weak, right? It's a weak film.
Yeah.
But like, all the bits are there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually,
that's the thing. It's like,
see Iron Man 3 and like Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Though, like, after watching them like Iron Man 2. Iron Man 3. Watching that like a second time, I was like, this is alright.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great.
Yeah.
It's fine. Iron Man 2, the second time I watched that, I was like, this is bad. Thor 2 as well, I was like, this is no good.
Yeah.
Why did I think this was amazing at the cinema? Because it was amazing at the cinema.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What do you want to start off with? Story?
Yeah.
What did you make of the story?
I liked it. I thought it was a good attempt at... Because, again, this is like a character that not a lot of people would be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, story-wise, it was a really valiant attempt at condensing quite a rich history into one film.
Yeah.
And also, because, I mean, you think about it, like, that was... They had a lot of heavy lifting to do in that film, in terms of, like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
What? Who are these other characters? What the hell's happening?
Yeah.
What's that?
What's that?
What's
over
this
there?
Over here? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? There was, like, so many...
There was
a lot,
yeah.
I mean, it's almost...
Yeah.
It makes something like Guardians of the Galaxy that initially looked like it was going to be quite a challenge, looked like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Because you're like, nah, we're literally going to be like, this is... I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy had the fact that it was in space going for it. And, like, we all have an idea of, like, a fantasy, at least, of, like, what's possible in space. Because you can say, well, space is infinite, so anything.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, it was like, it's not like Thor, where it's, like, sciencey magic, alien technology.
He's an alien, yeah.
It's, like, literally...
Magic.
Like, Harry Potter...
Yeah.
Esque magic, you know what I mean? And it's like, how do you reconcile that with like a story and the characters and all that? And I think that's it. I think it was a really good effort to bring all those things together and also make some degree of like, because that's the thing as well. It's like, for a lot, I don't know how you feel about this, but for like all the moving parts and obviously all the things that are kind of by their definition inexplicable.
Mm-hmm.
I did think that it made a lot of sense.
Oh yeah,
like in terms of the story structure and
yeah.
Like what actually, like I felt like it was a very coherent, and it feels like it almost maybe totally couldn't have been coherent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if anything, actually, like obviously, like there was a lot of like rumor and stuff. And like the build up of this,
yeah.
When it was like, how are they going to handle the magic? And it's like, oh, it's going to be like science or whatever, like something stupid. And it's like, I think if anything, the fact they clearly like veered away for that towards the end was for the better of the film,
yeah.
Because they actually just made it, no, it's magic,
yeah.
And magic's just a thing. And it was like, all right, okay, fine, because it didn't actually feel wrong. You know what I mean? I wasn't actually bothered by the fact that it was magic they were playing.
Yeah.
Like it was, because they explained it well enough, and that it's just kind of like energy that they know how to harness.
Well, that was it, wasn't it? It was like, I mean, it was framed cleverly as like energy channels from other dimensions, which is fine.
And that like, is, and it's literally kind of like the point of him becoming Doctor Strange, like the superhero, is that he's like, it's just what you know. Because, like, anybody could do it, as long as you know what it is you're doing. Like, you just, like, you could access the mirror dimension, you just need to know it's there.
That's
you know what
thing.
I mean? And a lot of people wouldn't know it's there.
That's another good thing they make clear in the film, is, like, he is a really intelligent guy who's got, like, a photographic memory, yada, yada, yada. And the same innate skill and kind of drive and stuff that allowed him to become a great surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. It's like, anybody can dedicate their life to a practice and become proficient, master it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what was good about this. It was literally like, it's accessible to everybody, this power.
Yeah.
But like, some people are going to be better at channeling than others.
Totally.
And like, if you were to, it's like the guy, they have the character who was paralyzed, but he's been able to persuade himself to walk again. It's like, he's just some guy. He's not like...
There's not some sort of special chosen one type of
character. But he's just been taught and has learned how to do this. And that's cool as well, the idea that this exists out there.
What did you make of, like, everybody in it?
I thought everybody was good.
Yeah.
I thought, I feel a lot of what I'm going to say about this film is that it was like... And I suppose this morphs into a criticism later on, but it's like, all of it was, like, good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was all, like, sturdy.
Not totally.
You know what I mean? Sturdy like is the word I would use. You know what I mean? Like yeah, like a good... Yeah, like a good building.
Yeah.
It was all sturdy.
No, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, I didn't think anybody in the cast was, like, a weak link or anything like that. Everybody was really good.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I know too keen on him, I really like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Like, he looks... perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He, like, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because that's something that's never been said about Benedict Cumberbatch. But he looks so good as Doctor Strange.
I'm the same way, though. Like, I'm really not keen on him. Like, I liked some of Sherlock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the
same. In spite of him.
Okay.
And now with this, like, going in, I was ready to, like, hate him. Because I think... Because I have, like... I take issue with some aspects of his personality... As
yeah, a human that's being, like,
not
I,
just
I
as
like,
an actor.
I like Sherlock in spite of its two main leads.
Yeah,
who I
yeah.
do not like
well,
personally.
I feel
like
the
they
same
didn't
way
seem
about
like
Sherlock.
They'd be nice
yeah.
people to chat with. I mean, look, if you're listening, I don't know why you are. But
I'm pretty confident that Martin Freeman at least is not.
He's not
Benedict,
listening.
Well, no, no,
Benedict
no, no.
Cumberbatch
I mean,
is listening.
No, well, I mean, is,
look,
is
you're great in this film, Benedict.
Like, no, I'm confident that Martin Freeman is probably
not a nice
quite a nice person. But Benedict Cumberbatch, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I'm really not sure.
Well, he did say that. Oh, nah, never mind. I'm not going to get.
But you got to talk about the riots.
Yeah.
The riots. Yeah,
I'm not going to get political, but yeah.
But yeah, he looks really good in this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
such a good fit for the character.
Yeah, yeah. You get over that accent super quick.
Yeah, like the first,
like,
the first
fine.
Couple of scenes, you're like, yeah, and then it just fades
yeah.
away.
Because
yeah.
like, I wasn't really thinking about it, because I think I've only ever heard him do an American accent before this. Or I had only heard him do an American accent before this, and... 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
And it's like this really ropey southern accent.
Yeah.
But that's like everybody's doing like a really ropey southern accent other than like Chiwetel Ejiofor. But then, have you seen like Black Mass with Johnny Depp?
Mm-hmm.
I saw like 5 minutes of that and he's in that.
Is he in that?
And his accent is well ropey.
Is he doing like a...
I guess like a Boston
yeah.
accent and it is... It's like The Departed on steroids
yeah.
or something. It's ridiculous.
Dear me.
Because I think he's playing... Who is he? He plays like Joel Edgerton's brother in that or something.
Alright, okay. The dream of every actor. Yeah.
But to be Joel
Edgerton's
brother.
Joel Edgerton's brother in a film, yeah.
Like Tom Hardy did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a great movie, though.
That was a great movie.
I love that
Warrior.
Movie. Yeah. Oof.
Who else has been Joel Edgerton's brother? Hayden Christensen's been his half brother.
What's his name? Bloodline in the new.
Oh, Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, he's been his brother.
He's been his
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
And Sullivan Stapleton, they were in that
yeah,
together.
Yeah.
That's his brother. What's he's had a lot of brothers, Joe Legend.
Yeah, like brother themed.
He's like.
Things.
If you've got a script and you've got a main character and the main character has a brother, get Joe Legend.
Joe Legend, your man.
Good brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, weird to think. He's got the same, like, beady eyes as Benedict Cumberbatch,
yeah.
though. Like, because
yeah.
they look totally different other than those beady eyes.
Yeah. That's maybe enough of, like, a unifier.
Yeah, because, like, he's tall and lizard-like and like, Joe Edgerton's like a box, like
yeah.
a very sturdy, like
yeah.
a Doctor Strange,
yeah.
like, sturdy man. Who else is in this? Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
What did you make of that?
I liked her. I thought that she brought... There were bits of it I didn't like, but I think she brought a lot of humour.
She did.
That I didn't necessarily expect to see. I thought she was. I thought that character was maybe going to be played quite straight, and to see her be kind of a bit wry and a bit,
yeah.
you know what I mean, kind of jokey. I think was quite nice. Yeah, I thought she was good. Yeah.
Are you angered by the fact she was a white woman rather than like an old Chinese man?
No, I wasn't. We'll see. This is the thing. I was not angered, and I thought that the very first bit where Doctor Strange goes to their compound, mm-hmm. and he sees that like little old Asian guy.
Yeah,
and he thinks he's the ancient one and stuff. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
That was
in
good,
a way
yeah.
that's like we cast this white woman, and yeah. you know what I mean. I thought it was a nice irony there, and I also think that. See, that's the thing. It's like I liked it, and I thought they played it really well, up until the point where they like justified it.
What, when they were like, "Oh, she's Celtic."
Yeah,
right.
And I was like, I would have been totally happy with like no hearing that. Like, I could buy it. I was on board.
Yeah, because up until that, but as well, I thought it was weird because it was literally that whole line where everything about her, not everything about her, is revealed. But it's like the sort of mystique of the character is destroyed.
Yeah.
Because up until then as well, it's not like... Has she been called like she up until that point? Because I hadn't noticed it.
It was always just like...
And I was waiting for the ancient one. I was yeah. waiting for it happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, up until this point, this thing could be literally anything. Yeah. It could be like an alien.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be like, you know what I mean? It could be anything.
Yeah.
But now you've like, oh, it's a Celtic woman.
They gave it a name. Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think that was quite disappointing. And that was like losing ground purely, and I don't know how much of a stretch this would be, but I did actually, the nature of that whole moment, I did actually think, did you put that in? Like, is this an addition? This line? Because it was all very...
Potentially.
It was all very, something was happening that she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cut to them stood side by side, exposition. And I was like, that feels like it might have been. And to me, that's disappointing to see them give ground purely for the sake of... And this is, like, I believe that some degree of political correctness is necessary, but to see them give ground for something that was, they could have just weathered it without saying anything, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it didn't matter. Like, folk have gotten over it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, initially there was, like, outrage or whatever. Or confusion.
Yeah.
But,
wait, what? Yeah.
But, yeah, but that, like, I don't think anybody was, like, total... spitting bile against this.
And I think the thing, when it goes in the compound, like, you're already introduced to some of the characters, and it's very obviously non... whatever their organisation is, it's very obviously non-exclusive. Because yeah. there's all sorts of people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like...
Yeah, we spoke about it before, when the, I think, like, a trail, like, it was a, with the comic, when we talked about Comic-Con, they like the trailer for that. It's like, it's clearly like this sort of multicultural yeah. band of like sorcerer warrior yeah. kind of people. Because, like, you know what I mean? Even when you have like taken into account that like Mads Mikkelsen's character yeah. used to be part of the sort of group as well, you know what I mean? You've got like people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
It just so happens they're wearing like the clothing of like sort of Asian people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's literally it. And they hang out in Nepal.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, that, like, Kamar Armitage could be literally anywhere
oh, yeah.
in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be in Asia. It could be, like, in Africa or something like that. It wouldn't yeah. make a difference to the sort of story. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah.
As the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah,
she was fine. She was fine as the Ancient One. It was all right until yeah. they explained that we were too much.
Yeah, see, I agree 100%. I think they should have left it mysterious.
And that's
no reason.
See, look, that. Look, I'll save that for later. We'll get into that later. Yeah. But who else is in this? Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah,
do you like him?
I like him. Yeah,
I really like him.
I think he's. I think he's a great actor.
He's a great actor. I did think at points in this he was doing a lot of like air quotes acting when he was like just shouting at Benedict Cumberbatch yeah. a lot. You know yeah, what I mean? Yeah. I was like
when he was like when he was getting mad about things.
Yeah, he was like screaming at the heavens yeah. a lot, and I was like, yeah. "Do you need to be doing this?
Yeah.
Is this not a bit too much?"
I think as an actor though, things I've seen him in, I think he does go big though, and yeah. I think it was almost like you need to just rein it in a bit for this. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, look, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I liked that he was this kind of, like, fire and brimstone kind of guy. It was like, no, I will fly off the handle and, like, go crazy at things.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really want Baron Mordo
to be, like, this kind of
to be quite general, reserved and quiet.
Yeah.
But no, he was good. He was good in that.
They were a good double act.
They were a good double act. You know what I mean? It was a shame the way the film ended up going.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were a really good team together. I don't know. Do you think they would be, like, equally as good in a sequel, given how Doctor Strange's character changes to the end of the film? Because obviously, to start with, he's like, he doesn't really know what he's doing a lot of the time, and he's quite, like, comical, kind of. Yeah. By the end of it, he's like, he's actual Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Like, he's quite serious with a bit of, like, a wit to himself. Yeah. And very competent. Do you think?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like a lot of that dynamic was he was a bit of a buffoon, and Mordo was very competent. You know what I mean? Was very competent and acted as kind of like a leveler. You know what I mean? And being like, nah, you need to pull yourself together. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now that he has done the aforementioned pulling himself together, like, what's that dynamic like? I know what you mean. I don't know.
I mean, I still think it could be good.
Yeah.
But it's less interesting when they're both equally competent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, obviously, he's, like, super serious.
Yeah.
But not really, because he does exhibit, like, a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like, there's that bit with the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, they'd basically just be the same person, because he'd be, like, serious, but with a wee bit of a wank and really good at magic, and Doctor Strange would be exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They were a good double act in this, though.
Yeah.
And, it's a pity. I mean, we'll discuss where we thought things were going, I guess. Benedict Wong, though.
Yeah.
Phil Wong.
Maximum Wong. Yeah.
Benedict Wong as Wong.
Yeah.
We didn't think they would do it,
nah, but
by God they did. He was fine.
I like Benedict Wong.
He's good in things.
I think he's funny.
He is quite funny.
I think he's a funny guy.
Uh-huh.
I think some of this was, like, forced. Like, it was too forced to be funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking, in particular, the, like, Beyonce bit.
Yeah.
I didn't like. That felt too much like, well, this worked in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, totally.
Yeah.
Because the
bit was funny. It was, like, Wong, what, like, Adele.
Yeah.
Or, like, Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Like, just one name. That was funny.
That was
funny. To have the, like, bit aside of him listening to, like, Beyonce later on was, like, just a step too far, in my opinion. But I hate things that are funny, so I mean,
right, okay,
nah, you know what I mean. Like, it was just too much. Yeah,
but yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
like they obviously did a massive retooling of that character for the better, because obviously you don't want.
God, can you imagine if they'd done
like
classic Wong,
peaceful manservant Wong instead? No,
because God, if he was Benedict Wong cast as Wong in that version of the character, that would be a disaster.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure Benedict Wong just wouldn't take that role, because he doesn't need to work, really. He's famous, and he's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, it's for the better. It's for the betterment of the movie. Who else is in this? Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
As paper thin, bad for no reason, bad guy.
Yeah.
Joining the illustrious ranks of most other Marvel villains.
Well, see, I quite liked his motivations as a villain.
Yeah, but
insofar as they existed.
Insofar as they existed, kinda, but it would be nice to have more explanation.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, like, here's all the pieces, put them together yourself, audience.
See, I like that, though. I like that he wasn't...
Well, I like that, but knowing this kind of film...
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's clear that obviously like his family died in the past, and he wants to like resolve that.
Yeah.
Right? That's obvious. You can put two and two together there. But at the same time, there's no like tipping point for him or anything like that. It's like,
no, he's just
bad.
He's bad the whole way
and
through.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's not like you're kind of like Obadiah Stane where, you know what I mean?
You turn crazy.
Aye.
Or a reveal to have been crazy the whole way through or something.
You know
like
what
that.
I mean? There's no reveal though.
Yeah.
It's just like, the reveal is, oh no, he's much crazier than we thought. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you know he's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just to what extent is the reveal. And that's not a great reveal.
Because, I mean, I guess, like, you could argue towards the end, he's, like, evil agency is that he's actually been, like, possessed, kind of, by Dormammu.
Yeah.
But the the first scene in this movie... He, like, cuts a guy's head off, so...
I think the... Obviously, it's getting onto, like, story, but, like, the thing I liked about that character was that he had a grievance, which was part of his motivation, and it turned out that there was at least some grounds for that grievance.
Yeah,
like,
I get
thought that
mean.
Was good, you know what I mean? It was it was very much, like... I thought that was a good kind of... humanizing moment for that character, because it's very much like, well, I lost my family and I came to you for help, and you said there was no way to help me, but you taught me all this other stuff, and then lo and behold, there could be a way to help me, but you've not told me, you've been like using it yourself, and like now, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that was a good, but again, I know what you mean, it relies too much on like us sitting after the fact, putting it all together, and for something like this, you just want to know. Yeah.
Because, like, it could have even... I mean, I couldn't have really... You needed somebody... Well... What am I trying to say here? Look, it could have been that instead of him just being, like, bad for the start, he...
Bad to the bone.
You know what I mean? Turns evil.
Yeah.
And breaks away, like, at the end of the first act. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because... As well, there's this, look, we've kind of finished talking about the cast anyway.
Oh, yeah, we're moving on now.
But one of my main grievances with the story, or one of my main grievances with the film, and this isn't just limited to this film, I find this in a lot of films I see, is that the passage of time isn't, like, you didn't get how long it's been. You didn't get a sense of how long it's been.
Yeah.
And if it's not been that long... I don't like that.
Yeah, like if it's all
the film. Like, I looked at this afterwards because I wasn't really sure how long the film was when I was watching it. I knew that it was like it was very brisk.
Yeah.
Because it like that rattles along really quickly, that film, particularly once it gets into like We're Under Attack, and then it's like We're Under Attack, it's the end of the film.
Then it's non-stop.
You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't like
I think...
which I wasn't too keen on. I didn't like that.
Well, it's very much like. The first act takes place in like a day, and then he goes to find them, and that's probably like the longest period of time. And really only apparent because he's like all beardy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, there's nothing to suggest how long he's been on this journey, or and then once he's at the compound, like the rest of the film takes place over like what like. 3 days? I don't know. You don't know because it's just like obviously he learns all this stuff, which again suggests some time has passed. But I know what you mean. You just don't know.
That's the it's like because that like the film is under two. It's like 1 hour 55.
Right.
And I just think it's like I get that you didn't want these films to be too long if they're like the first one, like a origin, right? But I do kind of think that this could have done with just being like, even if it's just 15 minutes longer, and that whole 15 minutes gets put in the training section.
Yeah.
So that you actually, and it just pads that out a lot longer, because...
it's all very quick.
It goes to, and like, I get that yeah, they explain he's got this photographic memory, which is why he's like so quick to study. But it's that's too quick. Yeah. It feels too quick, and I really didn't like that. It's the same that's the same issue I had with another film with Benedict Cumberbatch and Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave. Mm. Doesn't he feel like 12 years? It feels like 12 Days a Slave. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I get that it is difficult for films to do that. Yeah. It's really hard for a film to adequately chronicle a great period of time passing. Like, a TV show can do it, and a book can do it, but a film struggles because it's just 2 hours of content.
I think they missed a trick, because the part of the world they were in when he was at the compound, he was doing all the training, has some quite, like, even if they'd just, like, shown him across the seasons, or something, you know,
something to be said for, like, montage.
Yeah. Because it kind of was a montage anyway, so like, why not just do an one bit in spring, one bit in the winter?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And I really don't see the problem with, for something like this, why not have, like, you know what I mean, a year later kind of thing, and that doesn't have to be shown like in a text.
Yeah,
it could be like, you know what I mean. You could cut away to like whatever Rachel McAdams is doing, and it's like now, you know what I mean, like being. However long for her, she looks a lot different and stuff like that. Then you could cut back to him and he's shaved all the beard and he's astral projecting and reading books. I love that.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so cool. But you know what I mean? It's just you really didn't get a sense of how long it is. And the problem as well is there's this parallel storyline going on with Caecilius, who's trying to figure out how to like contact Dormammu. And it's like, see if that happened at the end of the first act. So it's like, he's had his car accident, he's like, went to find them, he's trained for like a year with them. Now he's like, well, like on his way to being like a proper sorcerer.
Yeah.
Then Caecilius breaks away and like does all his stuff. That's fine. But because he's away doing all this like training and stuff, Caecilius at the start of the movie steals that page, and then it's like midway through he kind of figures out how to like contact Dormammu, and then when the like third act, well, sorry, part like bang midway through the film, he starts wrecking shit basically, and it's like that makes it seem like even less time that Benedict Cumberbatch has been there, because surely you've not been, like, staring at this page for, like, a year or that, you know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. And all, like, you've not been staring at the page for 6 months, and then you've not been staring at that shape you made with magic for 6 months either, just biding your time.
Yeah.
You would have went straight to the Sanctums and started attacking them.
Totally, yeah. It's just, the whole thing is very fast, and it does leave you kind of wondering what's the timeline.
We forgot to talk about Rachel McAdams. She's good.
Just good, She does her best with a like cursory love interest role. So,
I mean, I'm glad she when he went in for that kiss, she just kissed him on the cheek.
Yeah.
I was like, nope. Then go away. I was like, good. Good for you, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
But I'm just disappointed she's
That's how we should have shown the passage of time. He should have come back and she should have been like married with like two kids.
He's got it.
Who were like 2 and 4 respectively.
Perfect.
And then it's like, shit,
Jesus
he's
Christ.
Been away for a long time.
Yeah. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Even something as like he should have been married to that other doctor that's
terrible. Well, do they not make a thing about, does he not say at the beginning like, oh, you're not like dating him or whatever?
Yeah, he does.
See, that's perfect. That would have worked.
We should have written the Doctor Strange movie.
Like timeline consultants.
No, but I was just disappointed that she wasn't clear. But that was ages ago that was announced, and it was that she wasn't going to be Clea. I just think she looks like she would be a good Clea.
Yeah.
And I just wish that Rosario Dawson was Night Nurse.
I know.
But it's not going to happen,
I know.
Particularly not now when she's not a nurse anymore. in TV series.
Of course, yeah.
But
yeah,
she could have at the start. She could have been a nurse.
Yeah.
And by the time he comes back, it's like, oh, she's been sacked for years because of the ninjas that attacked. Like, what?
Wait, ninjas? Yeah.
What were we talking about there? What, the story?
Yeah. Yeah.
The story was alright.
Yeah, it was good. That's like,
I like that they brought Dormammu into it, like, right away.
Yeah,
I was kind of like, it was cool that they had him in it. It was weird that he was, actually in it, though.
Yeah. I have, like, thoughts about that. Okay. Like, I don't know... I don't know. I think having Caecilius trying to, like, channel Dormammu and, like, bring him to Earth was a big enough threat for the first Doctor Strange film.
Uh-huh.
Like, and maybe getting, like, a glimpse of him towards the end. Like,
that's
like,
what I thought
like
it was going
like
to be.
Like, they're starting to, like, tear open this portal and you can, like, see Dormammu approaching.
Yeah.
But then they stop it.
Yeah.
Like, I think having one of Doctor Strange's, like, greatest villains, and now, as established in the film, like, probably one of the most dangerous threats in existence.
Yeah.
In the first film, and be vanquished pretty decisively in the first film, was... jumping the shark a little bit.
No, it was.
Because that's the thing. See, watching it,
mm-hmm.
I thought, like, if this guy's out there, right, uh-huh. and he's coming for Earth, like, I don't care about, like, I'm not invested in, like, what Thanos is doing anymore. I don't care what he's up to. I don't care what Loki's doing. I don't care what anybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This dude is the one to watch out for. And then he beats him, and I was like, That's
too much.
Yeah.
Too quickly.
Yeah. And that leads on to how I felt leaving the film as well, that, like, Doctor Strange was just, like, way too OP, like, way too overpowered.
Hmm.
And, like, and to me, I was going to mention it when we started talking about it, but I think now's a good time as well. It's like, the one thing I do think is, because like we said, I really like the way the magic was handled. I really like the character. The story was great. The thing that I do worry about is, like, how well this character is going to integrate with the wider...
Right.
You know what I mean? Cinematic universe? Because I just think...
Because he's so powerful.
Because he's so... Like, I mean, I'm not naive in the sense that, like, I get that the character is really powerful anyway.
Mm.
But it does just make me think they're going to need to play it really smart moving forward. You know what I mean? Mm.
But I mean... Is he that powerful, though, in this film? Without the Iagamotto?
Well, I mean, all he needs to do is go and pick it up again, though.
No, that is true, but then you've got, like, Thor and the Vision cutting about as well.
Yeah, we'll see that. Particularly,
like, the Vision is basically, we'll see, like, a god.
That was the thing as well, when, like, Vision was introduced, though, I was like, is this guy too much?
Yeah,
but and the only way they solved it
uh-huh.
was by essentially having him be a pacifist in the next film. Was the only way they got around it.
But that's fine, though. It's a way to neuter him by, like, making him a total weirdo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And not really get how powerful he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, be too in love with Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
But, like, I get that, like, he can only become more powerful as well, Doctor Strange. Yeah. And I kind of want him to, though.
I know. Like,
because
like,
I was watching
torn.
That, and I was like, right, look, right. I was thinking a lot about this today, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, look, I did like the film.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if you don't know the character, and you don't know, like, sort of anything about him, and you've watched other films up till now, but your only knowledge of these characters is what you see in the cinema, you've not really got a comic book knowledge. I think you really like this film.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very Iron Man 1 as well, which means it's racist. But yeah, I think it's like it's good stuff. It's good like paint by numbers origin story as well. But that's what I hate about it. Because I'm sick of them.
It's like gonna, it's gonna happen.
You know what I mean? You know, like a couple of years ago when Marvel were like, "Oh, we're done with origin stories." I was kind of like, "Oh, that's a shame." And now I'm like, "No, I get it."
Yeah.
Because I watched like, I was watching it, and I was just like, "Right, look, we're talking. We've talked like full spoilers anyway, right?" But there's a mid-credits scene, right, which basically sets up Doctor Strange being a part of Thor Ragnarok, right?
And along with everybody else.
Along with like the Hulk and whoever else. Yeah. Now, pretty much every Marvel movie, obviously you get these like post-credit scenes and they make you like excited for the next film and like you want to go and see it and stuff. But for me anyway, I've watched each post-credits one and been like, oh, I can't wait for that to come out. But I've been like, but I can wait for it because I've really enjoyed what I've just seen.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I was like, yeah, I was enjoying it. But then the post-credits thing came and I was like, that's what I want to see. I didn't want to have had to like walk this step. I just wish it was like actual Doctor Strange. I didn't like the fact that he was like, we had to get over all this like him being an arrogant dickhead and overcoming that, because we've had that in like every Iron Man film and the first Thor film.
Yeah.
And it's like, I didn't like the characterisation to start with, and that's obviously, you're not meant to like him.
Aye.
Because he's meant to become like humble, but I just like, and I worry he's going to be like too funny, because I didn't want him being that funny. Like, I know Doctor Strange can be funny, but it's more like, you know that mid-credits scene? That is what Doctor Strange should be like.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's at that point now. But that's what I wanted to see to start with.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean. I think the problem is, it's like, if they were making these films for people like you and I, they could drop them in.
Yeah.
The problem is that there's
other people. There are other
millions
people.
Of other people. And like, I totally get it, because I feel the same way. It's like, the way that they handled, and I know we've had like loads of films, so it's slightly different, but like the way they handled Spider-Man just being like, just drop him
in. That's the thing. See, I'm totally looking forward to Spider-Man, and more importantly, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Because that will feel like an origin movie. That'll just be like, that'll be like Black Panther 2, but it's the first one, because he's already been in Civil War and they pretty much covered everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? They just did like a whistle stop, kind of like his origin was like a subplot in that movie.
I think maybe though that this might be, I don't want to like jinx it or predict, but I think this maybe might be the last proper origin story we see though. You know what I mean? I think you might get your wish
after this one.
I think that they maybe thought this was just too much.
No, they're right. They are right.
Because I think, like, obviously, Spider-Man, like you say, Black Panther, I think they're going to set Captain Marvel up in a similar way. They're not just going
to... Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm sure, I think she'll probably get tossed into something, and then we'll get her film. And but because... Well, I mean, we pretty much know that's what's going to happen.
That's the thing. It's like, see if this was... Because I was all right with Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I was totally fine with Ant-Man, right? And I think as well, that's the other problem with this. Ant-Man benefited, I think. Fair enough, it was still an origin story. But it came after Avengers 2, which was maybe a bit underwhelming.
Yeah.
This has come after Civil War, which is arguably which the best
great.
One.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is never going to be...
Yeah.
Compared. Because, see, that's the thing. See if this... See if Doctor Strange came out when... You know what I mean? Captain America, Iron Man, Thor was it. Or even when Ant-Man came out, fine. That I would actually be alright with it. It's because now you want them, like Thor Ragnarok's going to be, like Civil War was, you want them all to be in every film. Yeah. You know what I mean? You want them to be these massive team-up events instead of, like, solo origin movies.
I think we're definitely moving towards... Is it like, you just need to look at Ragnarok to know that we're definitely moving towards a more tightly integrated set of movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the days of, like... That's what I mean. It's like, I think this Doctor Strange is probably going to be the last... Like, almost the last solo film they do. You know what I mean? Because I think, like, Ragnarok's obviously going to have loads of other people in it, I think.
Spider-Man will probably be... No, because that's got Iron Man in it.
Yeah. So, and I think...
Black Panther's going to have Captain America.
Yeah, they. I mean, they're all there. And then Captain Marvel's probably going to have whoever else in it. And
yeah.
I think what they seem to be doing now is just making, like, air quotes... Avengers movies, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everybody's in all the different movies, and like you say, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
And I think that probably this will be the last one we see that's like a proper solo movie.
Yeah. But I do totally understand why, and I agree with you. It's like, it was too much for them to have done this. Like, it's too much for them to have done this earlier.
Yeah.
And it's too much for them to have not done this at all.
I do think it was like a balancing act of that, like, well, we couldn't have introduced this character any earlier, like you say.
No. And we couldn't have done him, like, a long, like, bundled him into, like, another Thor film or that. So, they've done it the right way. Me, personally, I just wanted to understand the stepping stone. And look, maybe that's, like, the benefit and, like, curse of having, like, a... comic book knowledge is that you know a lot about what's going to happen to some of these characters, you know what I mean? So you know the deal with Doctor Strange and you want to kind of fast forward to all the good stuff.
I really want to see, like, I say this all the time, I really want to see, like, an Illuminati now. Like, I'm so...
Probably,
Like, I so want to see... Like, I almost imagine, like, after Infinity War, or, like, whatever they're calling Part 2 now, where they're like, the great evil has been vanquished, and they're like, right, we're going to form this group to essentially make sure nothing like this ever happens again. Like, I would even just love if that was like the end, where they were like, we're gonna make sure this never happens, like whether it's us you know what I mean, screwing up, or whether it's something from, I think that would be so cool.
Who would you have in that, though?
Well, I mean...
Because surely, like, Black Panther and Iron Man are kind of, like, at odds at the moment.
We don't know where they'll end up.
They might end up.
I mean, and that's what I mean. Like, I mean, after all the kind of dust settles and stuff, and we say, like, look, we need to stop us fighting, and we need to stop, like, whatever the villains are from coming back.
Because if you do have Iron Man, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange already,
that's
pretty cool. You might potentially one day get Black Bolt in there.
Yeah.
Just writing things on an itchy sketch and holding them up. I mean, but you're not going to get Miss Fantastic or Professor X, though, unfortunately.
Nah.
Or will you?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Probably not.
Nah, never.
I hope so. I hope you at least get Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. I could live without the X-Men ever joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I'd love the Fantastic Four to be there.
And hopefully Namor as well.
There's the one. Because they've got him now. So, do that, Namor. That's where Namor should be introduced. Like, he's not in any other films. He just comes in at the end, like, I'm here, by the way.
The end. Yeah. Close the book. That's how it's going to end. It's going to, like, pull back from an illustration, and Stanley closes the book, and he goes...
That's his final cameo.
Yeah.
Oh.
They should film that now.
There you go.
Yeah. That's
Do you think after Infinity War 2 it'll end?
I think they probably should wrap it up.
Really?
As a massive fan of the films, who would if I was to take my sensible hat off, I would say make them forever until the sun burns out and consumes the earth. But if I put my sensible hat back on, I would say wrap it up.
Do you think they will?
Nah, probably not.
No, particularly not when they've introduced now, like, there is potentially a threat in Dormammu. Because they need somebody worse than Thanos, is what you would need to assume.
I don't know, I would either like to see them wrap it up then, or to totally to totally jump to like a new generation of heroes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
And like properly raid the like Z list and like lists other than A, B, and C for like heroes. You know what I mean? And just be like, we've done these, now let's go a bit crazy and do some.
Yeah, you could totally do that. What else are we talking about now?
Did you pick up on any, like... Did you pick up on any, like, kind of Easter eggs or secrets?
Not really.
Or... Nah, neither did that. I thought it was quite light in terms of...
Because there wasn't even, like, a sort of wee cameo for anybody else. There was, like, a mention of him refusing to treat, like, Rhodey.
Ah, yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Because I wish he had died.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I mean, like... Nah. All the sort of characters are there. That guy that he's, like... They humiliates...
Yeah.
Comes back in, like, a later run where he, like, he also goes to the Ancient One and learns magic.
Okay.
But he's not as good at it.
Ah, yeah.
But I don't think he'll be doing that in this.
No.
What did you make of, like, Mordo's turn to evil?
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you made the joke leaving the cinema. It was very, like, Sinestro taking the yellow
which
ring.
I was paranoid and, like, worried that that would happen, and it kind of did. And I was like, I mean, obviously, it's handled a lot better.
Yeah. See, again, but... I think it's like what I was saying about Caecilius. Like, I really think that there was justification for a switch in that character. But again, it was like, it's the time thing. It was just, it was way too, it was like, it's the end of the credits, I'm bad now, I'm crippling this guy.
Yeah.
There can be only one. Highlander, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, that was Highlander, it. It was like, and that was it.
I think I can make my peace with him being like, I'm walking away for all this, with a sort of like, understanding that I'll come back as a bad guy, right? But it's just that post-credit scene. If they just hadn't done that...
Yeah.
But then again, where are they going to slip it back in? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you kind of just have him turn up in Doctor Strange 2 full evil. I mean, you can, but it'd be weird. But I think, like, at least it made sense, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he started off kind of like, alright. But clearly, like... a serious guy who's had some serious shit happen to him in his lifetime, and then obviously to have this kind of like, I don't know, what, betrayal and like how the Ancient One sort of extends her life.
I liked, like, I know it's slightly, we didn't really touch on it just as an aside, but I liked the revelation that she was channeling that dark energy. Because it did. It's like we're saying about the motivation for those two villains. One villain and one future villain. That was good, like, grounding for them. Because again, like, Caecilius was paper thin, but like, I just liked that it was a moment, that moment where they're stood facing each other and she's got that, like, symbol that they've all got on her head. And he's just basically like... like, dude, I literally, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. She's a total hypocrite. Right. And, like, even Doctor Strange just stood there like,
yeah, because there's a point where you're
this
like...
this is, I'm feeling mixed emotions.
Yeah,
because you know what I mean?
There's a bit where, like, he's talking to Caecilius, and you're kind of like, he could turn him evil.
Yeah,
here. Like,
yeah.
There's a bit where it seems like he might actually do it. But, I did like that. It was really good. And, like, saying it makes sense that Mordo would turn evil after all of that sort of stuff, after the amount of faith he placed in, like, the Ancient One and stuff. What did you make of, like, the kind of action scenes?
I thought they were cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the visuals were, like, insane, like, brilliant.
Inception was a good movie, just like just like everybody else. Yeah. I don't know.
I liked all the sort of like the stuff where he first goes to Carmitage and gets like thrown through and like he's looking at his hands and they grow hands.
Yeah,
and
I like
other hands.
I like that kind of like like 2001 A Space Odyssey, like yeah, he's zipping through all the neon colours and yeah, the kind of really trippy, that's like vintage Doctor Strange though.
Yeah.
Like that total psychedelic madness is like is properly kind of at home in the original comics, so that was really cool that you got that. Because again, that's something else they could have taken too seriously.
Yeah.
But instead they were like, nah, it's
full on like metal, wacky. Like crazy yeah. magic, yeah. And like, yeah, like the action scenes looked spectacular. You yeah. know what I mean? All the like world bending and mirroring yeah. and like shaping and stuff. That was so cool. Did you like, I have to say, as much as like, I know we've touched on it being, I guess, a bad thing, but I did like the way that the final bit, there was like a weird fight and then he kind of like logicked Dormammu to stop.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy style, like the end fight is a dance-off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. It's like this end fight isn't really a fight. It's yeah. more like a conversation.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was quite cool. I thought the way that he like, obviously as well, just good reincorporation for like a writing point of view
yeah.
that he used the Iago Mato to do all that sort of stuff was yeah. cool.
No, I did like that. I did like the way, see that's the thing, it's like beating Dormammu was too good.
It was too good. You're not
and
totally
that like
was.
That like ultimate weakness as well of like Dormammu like just couldn't stomach this eternity of being badgered essentially.
Yeah.
Was like great because it's like I can't fight you because you're infinite and all powerful.
Mm.
So I'm gonna basically pester you to death.
Yeah.
And it's great, but it's like that's the realization we need at the end of like Infinity War Part 2, where like all the other heroes have been brutally murdered yeah. and like he's the only one left standing and he's like, I need to do this, and then he finally cracks it and then he turns back time and brings everybody back to life, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's when you need that. Like you don't need that at the end of like the first film. It's just too much. It's like, it's, yeah.
Because as well, what do you make now that he could basically reverse time as well?
It's tricky. It's the same. It
like,
raises,
he literally brought Wong back from yeah. the dead in that.
It's one of these things that, it goes back to the whole being like totally OP thing. It's like, if he can do all this stuff, and it's like I said, it's as simple as him just picking the eye back up.
Mm.
And the thing is, though, they make very explicit that it's an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
Is he always going to have it? Maybe not. You know what I mean?
Once they kill Thanos,
well, but I mean, will they get them back? I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
they
know
might get destroyed.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It would make a lot of sense for them to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Because they can't just have them lying about.
Nah.
But then again, does that mean the Vision's going to die without the Mind Gem? Hopefully.
I just think Vision's like corny as hell. Like, I do like him, but I just think he's
a bit.
I wish, this is like a totally different topic now, really, but I wish they had made some different design choices with a Vision.
What do you mean specifically?
Like, I wish he was, I mean, I get the fact that he's like a real boy, you know what I mean? But like, I wish they'd gone more
robotic. Yeah, I get you.
Because there's some, like, you get, like, what's his name that did, like, District 9? Like, you get him to come in and, like, design you a robot, you know what I mean?
What, Neil Blomkamp?
Yeah.
Aye, to do, like, a big squid robot or something.
No,
like,
to do, like, a cool, like, humanoid robot. You get him in, he does you a cool robot, and then,
when has he ever done, like, a humanoid robot?
Like, Elysium.
Like, they weren't like a humanoid in the sense that they had two arms, two legs, and a head.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like,
that's what I mean by humanoid.
So you mean you want him to be like an actual robot?
Aye.
You didn't want him to have like a face and
no,
stuff.
He can have a face. Like the thing I was, this is me just being bitter now that I didn't okay. design Vision for the film. But like, I would have really liked to have seen like basically like an iPad for a face. And he could have had, like, an array of, like, emojis. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Like, like a kind of helmet face.
Or like Daft Punk.
Aye.
Yeah, you've said that. Well, I've said Daft Punk.
Because you do
it's
like,
in my head, so I'm on board.
Yeah. Well, see, you do, like, you give him, like, he's just an Iron Man suit, but you take the faceplate off and put a black screen where the faceplate goes.
Daft Punk's head on him.
And Daft Punk's head, yeah.
It's an easy way to get me on something.
But that's
that would have been cool. Yeah. But how could he like make it with Scarlet Witch?
He can.
If he didn't know her mouth.
He can, and that's so much better.
Yeah, because I mean, we've seen what he looks like. He's a smooth dude now. It's not going to happen, mate.
That's true.
Just get over it.
Yeah.
So what are you wearing trousers for? There's nothing to hide. I hated that in the same one. When he's got like clothes on. I'm like, dude, get out of those clothes.
Geography teacher.
Yeah, you're a robot. Nobody cares.
Yeah. And to go back to Doctor Strange being like totally overpowered as well, I do think to mitigate that, they're going to, I mean, it doesn't seem like they will, but like, I think he needs to kind of have a policy of like non-intervention.
More like the Watcher.
yeah, to like to some extent. Like I think they need to have him be like, well, I man these like seals that keep out
other... I thought you meant
seals. Yeah. I protect the seals. And Namor's like, no, I protect the seals. No, like, he watches these, like, seals that guard Earth from, like, extra-dimensional threats.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not going to get involved in...
your shit.
...threats from this... Because that's the thing, it's like, dimension includes... That's, like, that's the whole... like that's, like, one universe, right? So, yeah, like,
it includes the galaxy that the Guardians are protecting. Yeah.
So, like, Thanos and stuff, that's a... that's, like, a domestic... threat, you know what I mean? And I would like to see him be like, maybe not for Thanos, maybe he can step in on that.
When folks are getting killed, he'll be like, I'll probably help.
Yeah, him. But like, he's in New York, like, Spider-Man's like foiling some bank robbers. I don't want to see him be like, you know what I mean? That's what I mean. It's like, I think they need to have, and that's why I think that
I do want them to be friends, though.
Yeah, that
I
would be
that
cool.
Happens. Yeah. Like, I hope, I really want Spider-Man to be in. Like, to go into Doctor Strange's house in the film.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool, but they might not bother.
I think, so to have some degree of, like, being above it all.
Yeah.
But I think the mid-credits scene is a bit...
Yeah, because he was just like, I'm game. Let's do this.
Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But that seemed more like a kind of... No, I can't be bothered with this, so let's just wrap this up.
No, that was very much like,
what
are you doing? You're not meant to be here.
Yeah.
Because you're not for this dimension.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'll help. Yeah. Like, he will help against Thanos, because Thanos will have stolen the Iago Mattel.
There you go. He'll be like, that's his investment.
Because that's mine.
Yeah.
And I need that if Dormammu ever bothers me again.
Yeah.
But then, Thanos, if they do get destroyed... then Dormammu can be like, he's not got that anymore, I could come back and fuck you up.
There we go.
Yeah. And then how are they going to beat him?
Yeah.
There's literally no way. Beat him. That's how it ends. Just like the Marvel Universe is absorbed in the Dark Dimension and that's it forever.
God. Yeah.
Also, right, see, I get Caecilius' intentions were noble, right? But the place is called the Dark Dimension.
Yeah,
I mean,
come on, bro. Yeah,
like it's called that.
It was never gonna end well. Yeah,
yeah. It's not called like the totally chill, bring your wife back for the dead dimension. It's called the Dark Dimension.
Yeah,
What else have we got to talk about this? Much else.
It's like badass cape.
I love the cape. I thought that was great.
I thought that was like good.
That's a great choice for them to have made in terms of, like, marketing this to kids. Because kids will fucking love that.
Yeah, totally.
Like a magic cape
that
helps them out and jams, wraps them up in folks'
like,
heads.
I know it's not like this in the slightest, but that was, like, very Harry Potter to me. That was very, like, wacky.
Like the car or something.
Possessed
like that.
Objects. Yeah. I really like that, like, weird BDSM thing that... Caecilius gets like strapped into.
That was quite funny.
Yeah. That
bat was great because that was the like Mr. Doctor bat.
Good. Oh, so funny. It's who are you? You know what I mean? And the fact that like he was so, because he was so like straight.
Yeah.
Playing it so straight and he's calling him like Mr. Doctor and Doctor Strange is like, nah, it's Doctor Strange. That was so funny. And like, he didn't get it. He was like, just thought that was his name. And yeah. the fact that there was no, there wasn't even like a hint of irony in it. It was like, I'm going to call you Mr. Doctor because you said Doctor and I'm a dick. It was like, all right, that's your name. That's, and he's like, no, it's Strange. And he's like, well, maybe. And then they start fighting. Like, that was so funny. Yeah, that was like, bang on. Yeah, like, just that, like, that aside, like, yeah, maybe it is Strange. It was like, no, that's my name. Yeah, so good.
It was cool stuff. Yeah, I liked Sanctum. Sanctum did look really cool. I liked his, like, three doors.
Yeah.
Three, like, round-the-world really cool. doors.
And particularly how, like, when they were, like, a set piece for that fight was really cool, where he was, like, booting folk out the door.
Yeah.
And turning the dial so they were, like, locked away, and then someone had, like, grabbed his ring and come back, and, it was good. Yeah.
What do you like the fact he has to use that ring? I was a bit like, on that.
Yeah, it felt a bit like...
Because I get that they all have, like, obviously it's cool that, like, Mordo's got, like, the boots and the staff.
I thought the boots were really cool. Yeah.
And, like, he's...
He was kind of, like, hopping about. Yeah. It was like, nice, that reminds me of something you would get in, like, Morrowind or something. Totally, you know what I mean? Like an enchanted pair of boots.
Spring-heel jazz.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And it's like, obviously he's got the cape and the eye and stuff, right? But it's like, but they've all got these stupid, like, bling ring things.
Like, what factory manufactures these rings? Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, should this not be something they're all able to just do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Travel to other, like, I don't know, hopefully they'll maybe be able to, like, circumvent that.
Yeah.
Also, Mordo's got the staff of the Living Tribunal.
Yeah.
Which means She-Hulk movie's definitely on the cards. I've decided.
They're just sprinkling those little breadcrumbs just to string people
along. To string me along,
String along the six She-Hulk fans.
That's...
They want to see a She-Hulk movie.
Man, it'd be great!
The like, narrowing pool of people who know who She-Hulk is, like She-Hulk comics getting smaller, want to see a She-Hulk movie smaller, will actually go to a She-Hulk movie and it ends up with just one guy.
It's just me.
Alan Grey.
It's literally just me, sitting in the cinema alone.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they do make it, and I hope really important shit happens in it.
Yeah.
That's crucial. Like, if you didn't see the She-Hulk
movie, go to the next Avengers, and I'll be like, dude, what's happening? And you'll be like, well, should have come with me to see She-Hulk. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be great, man. Nah. There's a bit where, like, Spider-Man gets sued in a She-Hulk movie, and, like, it's so good.
Too silly.
It's amazing.
Too silly.
But I like that.
Yeah.
I like the Marvel Universe when it goes into, like, being mundane.
Yeah.
Because the comics are great like that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you've got your, like, big flagship runs where it's all action all the time. But I like the more grounded, stupid stuff like that. And there's like a great Ant-Man comic where he like moves to Miami to like set up a small business. It's like, that's brilliant. That's like insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, never gonna happen. It just wouldn't work. Who would you? How could it work?
Yeah.
Too much CGI.
Oh yeah.
Because she needs to look real.
Yeah.
But
that's a challenge, definitely.
I mean, they are getting a lot better at doing that. You know what I mean? Like obviously Hulk looks amazing.
Yeah.
And like they could do things with like Captain America and like de-aged Ant-Man and stuff like that.
The de-aging in Ant-Man actually looked...
That's probably the best that's ever been.
Pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Because there's been some really bad Hollywood de-agings, and that was...
I re-watched Tron Legacy the other night. And I was like, holy shit.
It's so fake looking.
That de-aging is terrible. Because as well, like, obviously I saw it round about when it came out. And I was like, oh, that looks really good, right? And I re-watched that, knowing that when Clue takes the helmet off, it's young Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that supposed to be Jeff Bridges? Because that is, like, do you know what Jeff Bridges used to look like? There is, like, a lot of films that he used to be in. The one that you're making a sequel to, he was young in that.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Like, God. So bad.
Yeah.
Do you like that film?
Tron Legacy?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah?
Who's in it? Like, Olivia Wilde's in it.
Olivia Wilde, Jeff Bridges, some guy.
So
don't know who the main guy is. Nah. Michael Sheen's in it. It's some weird, like, pansexual DJ or something like that.
No, I don't know. Nah, who cares? Tron Legacy. What are you wasting my time with questions about Tron Legacy for?
Okay, I apologise. Because I'd seen it, so it's technically now. So it was now.
So deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, Doctor Strange. Anything else?
Just go and see it, eh?
Yeah, go and see it. I mean, we've ruined the whole thing for you, so...
Yeah. Do you know there's like a load that... Do you know there's like a load of people who like watch or listen to reviews like all the way through? Because I know some people that do this, and it's like... And then they'll go and see whatever it is.
Why?
And I'm like, mate, you literally know everything about the film. We've gone into like total intricate detail of what happens, and you're going to go and watch it. And some people say like, oh, but like, it doesn't ruin the experience. And I'm like...
Yeah, it does.
Aye, but you literally know what's going to happen. I don't know how people can do that. It's like... It's like people who, it's anything, like films, books, games, anything, they're like, oh yeah, but it doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, I guess,
but
would you not rather
though.
Be surprised? Yeah. Would you not rather be taken on a ride rather than sitting there, like, checking things off a list?
Mm.
I don't know.
What did you guys think of Doctor Strange? Have you seen it? If not, why have you listened so far?
Yeah.
We've just been over this.
Yeah. Oh my god. Watch movies before you listen to reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've told you at this point. We have said to you to go and see it.
Yeah.
This has all been spoiler territory. Do not wade into those waters. Yeah, but if you have seen the film and you've listened to this, thank you.
Yeah.
Did you like the film? What did you make it? Just let us know. Just tell us
yeah,
anything.
Totally.
Your experience at the cinema. Was there a lot of noisy kids behind you?
That
thankfully shut up during the film.
Oh god, yeah.
I'm maybe drawn on personal experience
there. I really want to do an episode where we just talk about like what makes or breaks a trip to the cinema for you.
For me? We could fill more than an hour with that.
That would be a bumper episode.
Yeah, let us know if you've got any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes. Write to us at whatsnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at whatsnowpod is the Twitter handle. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. Still no remembered the YouTube name. What's Now Podcast, something like that.
Yeah.
But you, like we said last week, type in What's Now Pod.
You'll probably find it. Yeah.
Yeah, subscribe to us there, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes as well. What's Now Podcast? Why am I so bad at this? I used to be really good at this.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have added the YouTube channel.
That's thrown it.
It's broken it.
Yeah. Just delete, cancel it.
Shut it down. What's Now with Alan and Callum on YouTube? You could subscribe to us there, rate us, review us, just tell a friend. That would be much appreciated. And you could also follow us on the darrow.org.uk SoundCloud. So that's been What's Now, guys. Subscribe for What's Next.